We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Time to pay in the envelope. Playing today for a $25 Rita's gift card. Man, I love Rita's.
Love it.
Delicious. You can get yours, let me see here. Head to Rita's for all your favorite delicious frozen treats. Rita's Italian Ice gift card, $25. So, we have people dialed in. Keep trying at 215-592-9494. And it's simple. You're going to ask a yes or no question. After we answer you, you're going to give a guess. If you're correct, you will win the gift card. It is a Phillies reliever since 2000. It's that simple. Let's get to it. Let's go to Kevin in Northeast Maryland. Kevin, what's your question?
What's up, John and Ike?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Kev?
Let's go with, was he not on the 2008 team?
He was not on the 2008 team.
Jonathan Papelbon.
Is it Papel Poopy? It is not. Jeff and Voorhees. Jeff, what's your question?
Was he in the 2000, between 2000 and 2010?
He was between 2000 and 2010.
Oh, Lord.
Good questions to start off.
Brett Myers.
Brett Myers. John and Chalfont. John, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Was he on the 2003 squad?
He was not on the 2003 squad. 3 seconds. Sorry, John. Brendan in Lansdale. Brendan, what's your question?
Was he an Arizona Diamondback?
He was not an Arizona Diamondback.
How about Mitch Williams?
Is it Mitch Williams who did not pitch after 2000? No. This has been since 2000 and is a reliever. 215-592-9494. Phillies bullpen is off to a hot start. We put a member of the Phillies bullpen since 2000 in the envelope. Let's go to Noah in Philadelphia. Noah, what's your question?
Was he a closer?
He was not strictly a closer, Jack. He probably did have saves.
Had saves, but not the design.
He was not their primary closer, yes.
Was it Antonio Alfonseca?
Was it Antonio Alfonseca? Holy crap, it is!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Noah, how did you get that?
Yeah, really?
You know, I was between Jose Mesa and Alfonseca for some reason. And if you said closer, I would have gone Mesa.
You are a very smart Phillies fan. Congratulations. You know, Jack wanted to put Jeff Geary in the envelope.
I know Jeff Geary.
I know, I do too, unfortunately. Congratulations, Noah. Hey, what do you think about the Phils this year, man? Can they sustain this?
I love it so far. And, you know, talking about the bullpen, I sweat a lot less when they pull Nola after four than I used to.
That's a great point. When Alvarado gets in the game, I sweat even more, though. But he's fun.
I hear that. How long do you give Velasquez?
How long? He's making like, and Noah, hang on a second. We had Ruben Amaro Jr. on, and his point like was they need somebody. They need somebody. They're paying him over $4 million a year, and they need somebody that's going to come in when just to mop the game up when they're getting crushed. So I don't think they're designating him for assignment and paying him to get out of here. I don't know. It's just frustrating with Vince V. Man, got it, Ike.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised at that. Well, he's definitely a true baseball guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you're talking about relievers. That's a lot of different pitchers to go through over 20 years.
Yeah, I would have never guessed. If I didn't know the answer, I would have never gotten it right.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
He pitched for 1 year with the Phillies, 2007. Came up with the Marlins, pitched for the Cubs for 2 years, the Braves, the Florida Marlins, and the Texas Rangers, and has ended his career with the Phillies in 2007. So won a World Series with the Marlins in his first year in 1997. He was nicknamed El Popo, the octopus. He had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why he could make we could make it spin extra, get the extra digit on each hand and foot.
There you go.
There you go. 5 minutes from now, we will do the Marks and Reese text line, Ike, as I'm sure there's a lot to get into from today. No Sixers tonight, but we do have the Flyers that will be taking the ice. But, Ike, one thing here with Eric Wilson, the new Eagles linebacker. Do you know where he played collegiately, Eric Wilson?
No.
He's a Bearcat.
Oh, okay.
Cincinnati.
All right.
So I was just looking at some positive stats for Eric Wilson. He actually, it just depends on how you want to spin the stat. Like, he was not good with against the run, had a lot of missed tackles, but he's also very good in the passing game. So,
yeah, if you want a complete linebacker, you're going to pay more than $3 million for it.
Yeah.
So you kind of get what you pay for.
Yeah, which is what you're getting with him, which is a one-year contract, and he's probably just happy to get a starting job and get exposure, and he knows Jonathan Gannon and everything else, so it would be it'd be a good thing. So this Terrence Marshall Jr. guy, and who was it? Who was it that broke this, Jack? It was
Kyle Brandt.
Kyle Brandt, on a show on NFL Network. He said that they've been talking. Terrence Marshall Jr. is a wide receiver from LSU who played a couple games this year and then opted out. He's been talking to the Eagles a lot, was what he said. 6'3", 205, in 28 games at LSU. Had 106 catches for 1,594 yards and 23 TDs. He ran a 4.38 40 at LSU's pro day. So maybe, Ike, you go corner first round, wide receiver second round, or wide receiver first round, corner in the second round. But it seems like they have a lot of options depending on what they want to do here.
Yeah, and I don't even know if that kid's going to be there.
May not be.
Yeah, unless the Eagles has everybody else's draft board and they told them who they're drafting. Like, I mean, players, the Eagles talked to a lot of players last year, talking to a lot of players this year.
Yep. So he's one of the guys that could be late first, early second.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do. Let's go to the phones. Joan in Glen Olden, Pennsylvania. Hi, Joan.
It's me again, yes.
Hi, Joan.
What's up, Joan?
How are you?
I'm good. But like I said, pride of the Yankees, the best.
So what? Give us your top five.
Well, that would be Pride of the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
42.
All right, good one. Good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Eight Men Out.
All right.
And of course, A League of Their Own.
There you go. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yes.
All right. Well,
and your number one pick.
All right.
The Sandlot.
Oh, that's the Sandlot.
Right. That's right.
Is this Joan Fritz?
Pardon me?
Is your last name Fritz? Is this Jack's mom?
No, this is Joan Roman.
Oh, hi, Joan Roman.
Don't tell your name. Okay, Joan.
You don't have to give your social security number or anything like that. All right.
No, please. But thanks. You guys are very entertaining, and we enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you, Joan.
No, thank you, Joan. And don't be a stranger. Call us again.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Ziggy in Lehigh. Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, John. So I'm sitting here sipping on some chilled Ike juice, and I think I can explain it to you. I know you're complaining about these guys calling in and giving all these obscure draft choices and everything, but we're just trying to think like and anticipate what management's going to actually do.
No, I understand. I understand it, but my point is that I don't know how many of our listeners care about some fifth round linebacker that no one's ever heard of. You know what I mean?
Like, don't talk about Ike like that.
Well, they're just trying to look past the obvious because
I know what they're trying to do. What I'm telling you is that I don't think it's good radio to have guys call in and give me their picks for mid round draft picks. I don't care. You know what I mean? That's for the Eagles to do.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah, I just thought maybe, you sounded like you kind of
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah,
biting the guy head off.
Now,
here,
why
John.
Who, Ziggy? Was it last time? One of the last times Ziggy's called in, he was still whining about Carson Wentz.
Oh, that's what triggered you.
No, it triggered me because he's trying to explain to me what the guy's doing. All I'm trying to say is it's bad radio. I don't need guys calling in and giving me fourth, fifth, sixth round draft picks.
Well, first of all, we don't do bad radio. So
right.
just hang in there with me for a second, bro. You're amped up a little bit. I'm just saying we can make fun and make it entertaining and interesting for whomever. It's how we handle it.
Right.
All right, I'm going to go ahead.
No, and I thought we handled that other caller fine. Like, we can make fun of him and have fun or whatever, but like
Well, you didn't make fun of him. You basically bit his head off.
Who?
And told him they caught up with dumb information that nobody cared about.
Which caller? Ziggy or the guy before that?
Whatever guy called up about the draft pick.
The guy called up and there was a fourth round draft pick. He was taking in the first round.
Yeah.
All right. So I said, like, yeah, that's a fourth round draft pick or whatever. Like, I mean, I don't know. Through the Marks and Reese text line. What do you got, Jack?
Text line.
Don't you dare insinuate that Dick Rogers doesn't like ball, Jack. Mike in Birdsboro.
You played that nonsense.
Still a free agent. You can get him probably for a good price, too. And he loves ball.
Yeah, he does.
Balls.
What's next?
Do you guys have Herb's number? I really liked his ideas. Would like to bring him in to pick his brain. Howie from his hot tub.
Maybe he already works for the organization. We just don't know it.
Yeah, why don't we bite Herb's head off when he calls up with his draft picks?
Well, we just hang up on him and make fun of him when he's on the phone. What do you mean? What's next?
Did I really say that about Nate freaking Sudfeld? Jeffrey from Florida.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
In an effort to try to cover up a clear tank game,
You had to go to those lengths. Yeah.
Yeah, you got really silly, but it's okay. What's next?
Thanks, guys. I miss you all, too. Nate stopping in Indy on his way to San Fran.
Stopped in Indy?
Yeah.
Hopped on the Bobcat?
Yep. Yeah. Listen, we know that it's the nature of sports that there's going to be players that leave your team, and some hurt more than others, and Nate leaving the Eagles certainly hurts. It stinks. What's next?
Has anyone else noticed that sometimes Marks has been saying, hey, in a new high-pitched way lately? I'm a huge fan. Another tool in the tool belt. Versatile John Marks, the Swiss Army knife of talk radio. Shane from Rochester.
Hey.
Would you describe yourself as a Swiss Army knife in sports radio?
I've been called Eric Bruntlett before.
That's kind of
But my insurance agent, when he was a caller, he called in and said, you're like the Eric Bruntlett of sports radio. And I'm like, dude, why are you ripping me on the air? No, it was a compliment. Good thing. Yeah, it was a good thing. Like, Eric Bruntlett, he scored the run in the World Series. Like, What's next?
The Sixers did not miss on Michael Jordan. They had their offer turned down. That's like saying Jack missed the majors because they weren't smart enough to recognize PSAC gold. Victor and Monco.
It's the PSAC.
I thought that would have been Howard from Delco.
No, it's the PSAC, not the PSAC. Okay, respect the SEC Division II baseball.
PSAC,
please.
Not the. So you have to say it.
That's what the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference.
I didn't. I mean, is this you saying that? That's how you call it.
That's how it's been called my entire life.
Okay, I mean, I
the PSAC.
Okay, I didn't. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Is that like the MEAC?
Yes, something like that. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. When you're searching for the diamond engagement ring of your dreams, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville is the place to go. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's go to Rob's calling from Delaware County. Rob and Delco, what's up, Robert?
Hey, I had a question about the draft strategy. First-time caller, big fan of you guys.
Hi, Rob. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That they ever put the value in of that position player for what they can get out of that player going forward as opposed to the needs of the team?
So you're asking best player available or
drafted by position.
See, what I would say is that I think most teams that you hear that best player available all the time, but really they're in their head they're looking for needs on the team too. Like the Eagles have,
we were taking best player available. Kyle Pitts would be the number two or three pick in the draft, right? And Chase would be up.
Right. So I mean, the good thing with the Eagles from that perspective is they need help all over. But I guarantee you, they're still looking at a corner because they know they need a corner. You know what I mean?
Right. I just didn't know, like, obviously you get a lot more for a quarterback compared to the defensive end. And if you're looking down the road, what are you going to get for a trade or that value gets down the road? Does it make sense to just go with that higher value, especially when you have all these open needs?
I mean, like for example, Rob, I don't know. I don't think they went into the Andre Dillard draft thinking they were going to draft Andre Dillard, even though it was a need. And then because he fell, I mean, they didn't even interview him. They hadn't seen him, right?
Yeah.
So it's like they were just like, oh, well, he's there. Let's go up and get him. And it's something you said earlier that it's like based on like the reporting that we've seen around the Eagles, what they've been doing is they haven't gone into the draft saying this is what we're going to do. We're going to stick with it. This is our board, and this is what we're going to draft. It's like they get in the draft and then they lose focus on what they're trying to do.
Yep.
And I think that's how you get some of these draft picks that are made, like with Andre Dillard, like with Jalen
Marcus
Rager,
Smith,
with Marcus Smith, yeah. Right? Like with
Danny Watkins,
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yep.
You know, it's like you get a guy that's in there, and it's like some of the guys are split. Some of these guys want that, and it's like Howie's got to go in there, and like he's the general manager of the team, right? So either you're trusting your guys or not, but know what the hell you're doing when you're going in.
And we know that he isn't the one that's sitting there breaking down film and deciding it that way. He's trusting his scouts and their reports. But there has to be sort of a criteria that he's looking for. For instance, okay, what are our primary needs? A, B, C, and D, right? Position A, B, C, and D, okay? That's where you got to sort of start off. Okay, where do you have, and I would imagine prior to the draft, you should have some sort of value chart where you place on each position pertaining to how it impacts what you do offensively or defensively. So, for instance, if you were a team, let's say like the Tennessee Titans or the Baltimore Ravens, they probably have more of a premium placed on the running back position than some other teams, right? They like to run the football a lot,
right?
Right. So you're going to get in. So based on what you think your philosophy is as an offense or defense, you're going to place a priority on certain players. Tampa had no problem drafting linebackers. They place a premium on linebackers in their defense.
More valuable to them than others. Yep.
And some other team may say, no, in our defense, we don't use linebackers that way, so why would I draft a linebacker in the first round? So based on your team, that's how you set your board. And then separately has to be, how do you have the players ranked? That has to be, in my opinion, independent from your needs.
Right.
So you just rank the players just based on how you have them ranked. You grade them, you rank them, and then you go through your needs and your wants. That way, when you get to the 12th pick, you have options. Are you drafting for need, or are you looking at the fourth-ranked player on your draft board at number 12?
Right. And then you would consider taking that
the fourth-ranked player. That's why the Cowboys took CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
They just took the best player on the board.
And that's why they would take Kyle Pitts if he fell to him at
10. Right.
Because you're getting the second-best non-quarterback in the draft.
And regardless if you need him or not, you're saying to yourself, he's too good of a player for me to pass on. I have him ranked as the second-best player in the entire draft.
Well, I think that's how the Eagles would get an offensive lineman at 12, is if Sewell fell.
Right.
Right? Like, that's not necessarily what they consider their top need, but if
he's too good of a player to pass up on, he's too good of a player.
Then you should do it.
That right?
Yep.
Because eventually, you can always use a left tackle.
Yeah, but you can't be as, and it's why you see teams sign, like you mentioned with Jordan Howard signing. Then it's like, okay, you're not desperate for a running back,
so you're not going to reach for one.
Right, Jaquan Jarrett. In the second round, the Eagles many years ago out of Temple
had to have a safety.
Desperate for a safety. They're like, wow, if we don't get, if Jarrett goes, then may not be getting a safety until the fourth round. Or so, like,
he probably wasn't the 30 whatever ranked player in that draft.
No way. He was a huge reach.
Yep.
Same thing with Marcus Smith. They needed an end to replace Trent Cole, who was going to enter in the final year of his contract. And they wanted Dee Ford. They got caught with their pants down. And they're like, well, we got to draft the next best guy because they couldn't trade out of the pick.
And the worst part about that, John, was now the player rankings is wrong on their board. Because how could you have Marcus Smith ahead of DeMarcus Lawrence?
Yeah, no way.
Who went in the second round to the Cowboys. So if defensive end is your primary need, okay, now I got to look at how you evaluated the players at that position. How do you have Marcus Smith ahead of DeMarcus Lawrence?
What? That should never happen.
Right?
That should never happen. But listen, they got to get their act together.
Yeah.
You would think that they realize in the failures that they've had over the last couple of years that this is the year that they got to do it. They got to figure it out.
Without us even knowing what the hell is going on behind the scenes, John, let's just hope that they decided what we did in the past recently wasn't the right formula for success. Uh-uh. We need to switch some things up.
Uh-uh. All right, Jason in Philly. Jason, 60 seconds before we go. What do you got?
Hey, so we draft out the lineman from Oregon. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he's that good that he could play anywhere on the line.
Yep.
And I feel like Mulate is a lock at left tackle, or Mulato, whatever his name is. But even if he could, I think he could move in guard too. He can move in space. I'm just curious to see what they can do because – Lane Johnson's probably going to be there for another 2 or 3 years, I think.
Yeah, at least. All right, Jason, appreciate it. If Sewell's there, I'd be shocked if they didn't take him. I don't think he's going to be there.
I agree.
But, I mean,
I agree on both counts.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if they didn't take him, right. And I'd be shocked if he's there.
Yeah, because Jordan Mailata, like, I liked what I saw from him last year, but are you sure that he's your left tackle for the next?
And there's nothing wrong with having him, Jordan. I mean, Penei Sewell could be a 10-year starter and 8-time Pro Bowler.
Mailata can be your swing.
Yeah,
guy.
Exactly.
Look at Vaitai. Look how much money Vaitai made in this league based on being a backup that had to play. All right, we got a Flyers game tonight, Ike. I know you're usually put wagers on Flyers and Islanders. The Islanders are minus 170.
Yeah, they struggle against that Isles team.
Flyers plus 150. That's an Islanders line. I'd go with the
I'm going with the Flyers.
Flyers plus 150?
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Is Carter Hart in goal?
You would have to tell me. Yeah. I don't know.
If he's in goal, he got a shot.
I mean, well, you're the hockey guy.
Yeah.
Well, but Carter Hart's back. That's all I'm saying.
He's back?
I've been saying it for two.
Well, he better be playing if he's back.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I'm just saying, like, watch out. Carter Hart's back.
All right, there you have it. Jack Fritz, not only a baseball guy, a hockey guy as well.
God.
Like, coming up next, Joe Giglio is riding with the king. Howard Eskin makes his return to the airwaves. Oh, he wasn't on Tuesday, so he's got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, he was also at noon today. I mean, listen, he's been around.
Oh, yeah, he was with middays. Yeah, all right, so he shouldn't have a lot to say,
no,
but he does
he's
anyway.
Fine, yeah,
of course.
All right, Howard's coming up next with Joe. We're back tomorrow on a Friday. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.